regular, or decaf. Back to the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
We have Jocelyn Delancey here, who's the vice president of the CEA, and the CEA, the largest union for Connecticut teachers. And what a cool experience talking to Faith and learning. I can't wait. She said she's going to send me that material of the cyberbullying and how to talk to kids about that and all of that. But welcome back to Diner Tour Stop number 2.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's great to see you another week in May. I
love
that's
it.
So cool.
Right? It's very fun. And were you guys, I'm trying to think from last week to this week, every single day, I think there are conversations happening up at the state capitol regarding education, obviously. What have you had any updates, the latest, anything like that?
So we are waiting. Mm-hmm. I think that there are a lot of bills that are ready to go that just need a vote either on the Senate floor or in the House. And so we are excited. We think that there are things that are moving forward in a way that do support teachers and that will support public education here in Connecticut. I want to reiterate what Faith said about special education and the need to ensure that we fully fund that, because I've been on a lot of rallies this week and last week about budget cuts. And one of the things that our districts keep saying, although I'm not sure I agree 100%, is that they're not getting their special education funding from the state. They can't guarantee how much they're getting. So they have to weigh their budgets with how much money they have to kind of fill in for that mm-hmm. money that they're not getting from the state.
It's interesting because I just had it in my news. John was just talking about it in the show that Fairfield this week just passed their town budget and they went over $3 million what they wanted to, but it all went to education because they were going to see some 6% budget cuts or something with the Fairfield schools. That lowered substantially, almost entirely filling that gap. So you are seeing cities and towns going over budget, it seems like, with their city and town budgets right now, specifically for education. I would imagine special education's got to be a big part of that.
It is. And I think that the investment in public education, I think, is really important and critical. So I think when towns are kind of trying to reconcile what they have to spend on and where, I think that prioritizing public education is critical. We've seen it where I was in New London, which is, you know, not really close to here.
I was actually right near New London yesterday for something. I was at the Great Wolf Lodge, so I was actually just near there. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And they're mm-hmm. flat funding their budget. So mm-hmm. they're not actually adding any money to the education pool, which wow. doesn't allow for them, one, to account for inflation or percentage increases in contract responsibilities. So you're going to flat fund the budget. That has to cut somewhere. That's mm-hmm. not, and cuts are not savings. I think that that's something that we hear a lot of people saying, like, oh, well, if we're going to save money, or we're going to save, it's really a reduction in services or mm-hmm. class size. I mean, and making class sizes bigger or,
right.
you know, so I think that it's important to have a thriving school system. You have to spend some money. So,
yeah.
you know.
Well, we're going to have, like I said, lawmakers who are going to be joining the show, including State Senator Tony Wong, who we are expecting in the next 10 minutes. So he just walked in. Did he?
He did. I
don't see him. Where is he?
Right behind
me. Oh, he's right behind me. There he is. Okay, great. Well, we're going to continue these conversations, including with State Senator Tony Wong, in about 10 minutes. Jocelyn, thank you so much. I love having you on the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Of course. Absolutely.